So on today's podcast, I got two fun facts for you to start you off with. Both have to do with pirates. The first one being that it's actually bad luck for them to have bananas on the boat. So if they ever saw one, they would just throw it right off the boat. The other one was that they didn't like, or they liked black cats. They actually thought they were lucky. So they always had a black cat on the ship as well. Those are the two fun facts for the day.
Wow. Pirate facts. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ladies and Negligence. It's Bryson, Calvin, and Linda here. Shaylin has unfortunately died from the bubonic plague. We might be seeing her in the next one. Depends on if a cure comes or not. Lame joke, lame segment, but we're going to power through.
I'm going to say died, and she might come back, so either we just kick death or...
Zombies, ever heard of them?
No.
So,
she'll come back as a ghost.
Any input from you, Shaylin? Brains. Yeah, another weak segment. Let's move on for real. All right. First thing we have is I had a tax exam today, and on my PowerPoint slides that I just read for the first time all semester on Sunday, it said, remember that you can't cram for corporate tax. And right then and there, I knew, I was like, yeah, no, I have to cram. Like, that is the only way I'm going to be able to do this course. I feel like when profs put something like that in, it, like, almost challenges you. And it's like, no, no, like, I'll wait. I'll see if I can do it.
I was just about to say, yeah, challenge accepted. Yeah, I can do this.
I remember back in my marketing class in grade 11, the teacher was like, this assignment is too long. Like, it's 5 to 10,000 words. Like, you're not going to be able to do it the night before. You have to think about it all semester. I left it to the night before, 20,000 words, 97%. I looked at him, I was like, guess you were wrong on that one. He just gave it a little stupid little smirk and was like, was it worth it? Like, no, it wasn't worth it at all. It was the worst night of my life, but whatever. All right, moving on to stories of the day and or week and or we haven't done it in a while. So do you have any stories, Linda, from the news, from your life?
From my
life. From the news? What do you got, story-wise? Let's go.
Well, I was really stupid yesterday. Went to hang out with some friends and left here at, like, 1 o'clock. Didn't get home till 1 a.m.
So are you saying that's why our listeners didn't get a Monday morning podcast?
That is exactly why. Because I was
Jeez Louise.
But it made for a very rough day today because I woke up at like 8 o'clock this morning, didn't go to bed till like 2:30, and fallen asleep at my desk a little bit.
Watch out, got a wild one over here. Didn't drink, but I stayed up till 2:30.
Yep.
Wow. Hi, my name is Linda Holmes, and I live life pretty much on the edge.
I do, absolutely.
What about you, Calvin? Anything? Stories, news, your life?
I was going to pass it over to you first.
All right. Unprepared. I love it. Okay. So I actually got two. The first one happened in just outside of Quebec City in Quebecois. So that one, a driver got pulled over for drinking and driving. They suspected DUI. So for him to get out of it, there was a river beside. He jumped into the river, swam downstream, wasn't found until, I think, quick search, I think it was like 8 hours later, but he literally got away from it. He found a firefighter's shed. He stole the pants because he got cold because his pants got wet from the river. So he got charged with getting, let me just see the official charges. Fuck, I thought it'd be easier.
Guys on the ball over here. Let's.
So he is expected to face a number of charges, including obstructing police, refusing to undergo an approved screening device, break and enter, theft, and mischief. My question that I want to pose to you guys, would you rather have those or a DUI that's going to fuck your insurance?
Those. They're all misdemeanors.
Yeah. That's 100% what I was thinking. I was like, it's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, like, this guy's an idiot. He got so many more charges. It's like, no. This guy's got probably 3 years of it on his file. It's going to get expunged. But Buddy was hammered. You don't just jump into a fucking river.
Yeah.
You know how drunk you have to be to run away from cops and then jump in a river, swim, and then steal a firefighter's pants from their shed?
Well, the nice thing about this, too, is, like, even if, like, this is, like, I'm assuming first or second offense, you're going to get maybe 30 days in jail. That's not too bad. DUI, rest of your life's fucked for your insurance, your license, everything, you're fucked.
Yeah, your car.
So, this is a lot easier.
That's a minimum $10,000 fine. Yeah, so honestly, to any viewers out there, if you want to avoid your impending DUI, find the nearest river, jump, and swim until they can't shoot at you anymore. I don't think they actually shot at them, but...
Hey, if you don't take the breathalyzer, you're not drunk. They ask why you did it. Oh, sorry, I freaked out. I panicked. Had a panic attack.
I got so scared. I got really hot all of a sudden. I needed to cool down in the water. All right, and my other story is a little more depressing, but I feel like it's on tone with everyone here. So a girl in Colorado went on Craigslist, woman seeking man, and the post basically was like, I want you to kill me. So she got a guy to come pick her up. He tried to talk her out of it, like the gentleman he is and shit, but ended up shooting her in the back of the head in a field. They found her. But the funny thing is, from what I could tell from this article and from what was reported, there was no Craigslist article out there. Although the girl did have suicidal thoughts, she did not have any notes or backings to prove it. So either this guy came up with the most elaborate story in the world. Oh, yeah, she begged me to kill her. Or is that the new way to just kill yourself? Fuck it. Just be like, man seeking woman, come shoot me in the back of the head. Linda, thoughts?
So wait, like she... There was no Craigslist post?
She allegedly posted. The police never came out and said if that what he was saying was true or not. But from all indications in the article from NBC News, it doesn't look like there was one. And if there was, it was removed before people actually see it.
Well, that's smart on her. She just screwed somebody over.
That was my sentence. Somebody else.
Yeah, like,
ruthless.
That was my spin zone on it. I was like, if you really hated someone and you did want to kill yourself, that would be the way to do it. You ruin someone else's life.
See, I was thinking this is two like really big opposite end spin zones, but like one, if you get murdered, but you want to kill yourself and make it look like you got murdered, everyone feels bad for you and goes to your funeral and you get a like nice little afterlife party thing. And if you want to kill somebody, you just say, hey, I found it on Craigslist. I don't actually know who this is. They told me to do it. I begged them. I didn't want to do it anymore. No. And she just made me pull the trigger. So
yeah,
it's an interesting take on both sides.
Did he still get charged with murder?
Oh, he's still impending first degree murder.
Yeah,
so it's unresolved. Like, this is probably going to go on forever.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, another thing is, like there's some validity to it, because maybe she's, like, Christian, and she can't kill herself because she doesn't want to go to hell. So she's like, well, best thing I can do is just place a hit on myself and fucking... And the payment, the best part of the payment, it was the gun. Would you kill someone for a gun? She was literally like, if you kill me, you can keep the gun that you kill me with.
Here, keep the only piece of evidence. Here you go.
The more we talk about it, I think the more this story doesn't make sense.
I'm thinking she got murdered.
Yeah, I think this guy just had a spin zone of a century, and it's kind of hard to like disprove him because it's so almost believable, but then it's like, no, dude. That's not a real thing.
This reminds me of a story I was reading about today. It's a really old story. It's from, I think, the 80s. So this couple, they had kids, and they ended up moving from the East Coast over to the West Coast. So then the kids ended up hating the parents. They just moved away, never talked to them again. And on the mother's, or they called the kids like maybe 10 years later, the mom did, and was like, yeah, your dad died, he got hit by a car. They didn't come to show because they didn't care at all. So then on her dying bed, she told her daughter to look in the freezer. And he was in the freezer this whole time. She shot him in the head, put him in a freezer, locked it up. When she moved back to the East Coast, brought the freezer with her, and on her dying bed was like, yeah, by the way, your dad's in the freezer, and the gun and him were in there, just bones.
Honey, your father is in the freezer. Can I get some ice cream in your father's finger, please?
Oh, my God.
People are fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty awesome to, like, leave, like, you did your whole life, and then just, by the way, I've been psychotic.
By the way, you want to clean up this mess that I made a couple years ago, like 20 years ago? Your dad's still in the freezer. Can you give him a proper burial?
See, that's another spin zone, though. Was it really her who did it? Or was it the daughter who said that the mother did it and said it was on her deathbed?
Came out with it.
She's just like, yeah, mom killed him a while ago. Meanwhile, this girl killed him, put him in the freezer, did everything. Was just like, yeah, no, mom just said that she did it.
Oh, that reminds me of my actual real fun fact of the day that I was thinking about earlier that I couldn't remember. Did you know that in Mexico and Germany, it's not illegal to break out of prison? The act of breaking out of prison is, they deem an inner motive or your own, what's the word that you're born with? The instinct. It's an instinct to escape,
yeah.
So it's not illegal to escape. So I guess in Mexico, there was this guy, and he tried hundreds of ways to try to escape. He was innocent on some murder or some shit like that. So then he got someone to fly a helicopter in during movie night. They flew out, went to the border, and because they were American, they just told them, yeah, we're American, let them go over, because it wasn't illegal to break out of prison. And he didn't. But the trick is that in order to break out of prison, you generally have to make a crime to break out of prison.
Yeah.
So someone else broke out of prison, I believe it was in Mexico as well, got caught, but they arrested him again for stealing clothes. Because they're the clothes that he wore when he left prison.
Yeah,
because they technically weren't his. So you're like, yeah, you're stealing.
Because you probably end up punching someone on the way out or get assault charged.
Or even just like breaking a window or breaking a bar or something. Like you're still damaging property. So either way, it's pretty hard to break out of prison without breaking the law. So.
And I feel like worst case scenario, if you're the Mexican government and you're like, someone's breaking out, you just be like, hey, cartel. We already got side deals with you. Y'all just want to get rid of this guy who's running around.
Just clean up for us, please.
I won't take next month's payment if you can kill the guy running away. All right.
I have one more story.
Linda learned how to talk this episode.
I did. So there was this, I don't know if anybody's read this yet. I think it came up today. But this girl, she ran a daycare, and she...
This was almost my fun story of the day.
Yeah. So she was drugging the kids at nap time so that they would go down for a nap. And then she was leaving to, like, go to the gym and get a tan.
Gym tan laundry, that's what it's all about. Like,
but she was giving the kids melatonin.
Oh, that's not that bad.
She got 21 years, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Like...
Sorry we got your kids well rested, motherfucker.
Yeah. Like giving the kids melatonin so that they're asleep, they stay down.
See, I thought this was a good move, because your job is only taking care of the kids while they're awake. Like, what are you don't have anything to do?
It's not safe to leave them on their own. What if somebody breaks in? They're all fucking drugged up, like
But realistically though, what is she gonna do if someone breaks in with the kids? Two people come in, they're taking a kid. They're
well,
gonna take a kid.
If we're living in Trump's America, she'll pull out her AK-47
oh,
and shoot him. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Got really dark. Like,
yeah,
I didn't like where that went.
All right. To keep it on the political note, I'd just like to congratulate Doug Ford, the congressional... I don't know. He's going to go up against Wynn or some
he's
shit.
He's going to be the new premier, right?
Yeah. Something's like, our government system's broken, apparently, one off like points or some bullshit. But the story, a reason why I brought up Doug Ford was because I wanted to bring up my Rob Ford story. So I got really, really drunk, and we were going to, this was probably 3 years ago when he was running for the district of Etobicoke or whatever the fuck it was. Or no, he was running for mayor. He was running for mayor. So we go to the bar. It was me and my roommates from college. I was so drunk. They ended up leaving a little bit earlier than I did. I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to stay. And then I'm going to, I was like, yeah, I'm going to walk back. So I go, and my dad just told me, like, before, he's like, oh, like, everyone's so intrigued with Rob Ford down in the States. Like, your cousins really want a sign. Can you grab me one? Drunk Bryson likes to take things to the exact extreme. So yeah. Literally every single, like, sign that was on the, what's it called? The lawns? The big signs, the, like, ones that you, like, put in and, like, nail into the ground. I was grabbing every single one of them. This was, like, 1 a.m. in, like, Etobicoke, like, Finch and Highway 427. So it wasn't the greatest area. I'm going there. I have, like, 18, 19 of these, like, little, what's the material they're made out of? Like, the plastic baggies? It's
a plastic thing, yeah.
Yeah, they're, like, little garbage bags, basically. And I had them stuffed up my shirt. And I'm just going and going. I've, like, literally just packed every car that comes by. Because, like, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that.
Pretty sure it's illegal. It's like pretty sure you're incriminating yourself on the pod.
Allegedly, this happened.
We'll just throw that in there.
But allegedly, I was walking down, and I was just going, ceiling, ceiling. And I found one real big one. Like, one of, like, the actual cardboard, like, I don't know, it's probably like 10 feet by like 3 feet.
I honestly thought you were going to be like, you know, it's about this big or this big.
We have it down.
Huge.
I've never seen it yet.
We allegedly have it downstairs. So I have 18 or 19 of these little garbage baggy things tucked in my shirt and my sweater, and I have this giant sign, but I don't want to get in trouble. So every car that comes by, I stop and I just like throw it all down and just pretend I'm walking away from the sign. So it took me probably 3 hours to get home for a usually half hour walk.
You also called me at like 1:32 a.m. woke me up and were freaking out on the phone. I have all these signs, like, what do I do? I'm so scared.
Oh, that was because of, like, there was a group of like teenagers, and like it was a large group, and they were obviously up to no good because they were going into the arboretum near my house, and I was gonna cut through to get to my house, which would have shaved off like 15 minutes instead of having to walk around and go up, what was it, Martin Grove?
Oh, you went all the way up Martin Grove?
So I had to, instead of cutting through and being in like a like normal section, I literally went down a busy road, Martin Grove. That's why it took me so long, because I'd have to drop the sign against the wall, walk forward 10 feet as the car passed, run back, grab it, try to run back to where I was.
Looking back now, you realize every car knew what you were doing.
Yeah. Definitely. Actually realized that right this second as retelling the story. Yeah, I literally was going two steps forward, one step back for 2.5 hours. But the one time when the group of kids were coming up to me, I got so scared that I not only did I drop the sign, I pulled out my cell phone, I walked up and basically was pretending I was knocking on this random person's house. So there was a light on too, so I'm so surprised that they didn't think I was like breaking in, because I'm just like knocking on there with my hand up to the phone, drunk, and it's just like, are these kids passing yet? Are these kids passing yet? Because it's like, I didn't want them to know I was alone. But moral of the story, I laid them all out on my bed, had probably 23 signs in total. I sent a picture to my dad, and he was just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I was like, I'm the best son ever. I did my daddy good. Like, you're welcome. He's just like, you're fucked. Like,
you're an idiot.
So, yeah, that was my Rob Ford story.
That reminds me of a drunk story. It seems like a lot of people take things when they're drunk. So it would have been my high school grad. We did ours in October, so you come back after your whole school is over, you're in college. So you come back, and I'm like, I don't really talk to any of these people anymore. I really don't care. So I went over to my buddy's house, and we had a case of beer, and there's a couple of us. So we start walking around the neighborhood just drinking. It's what we used to do. And we seen a birdhouse in some tree in the corner house. So we just took it and we're walking down the street with it. Well, 2 years ago, I went underneath the porch and it's still there. Like, it's fucking, it's still there to this day. And when we had pet squirrels, we found them in the backyard. So we nursed them back to health. Well, I go back and there's a birdhouse hanging up. And I guess it was the same birdhouse. They're just like, well, we found it under the porch, his parents. And so they hung it up and the the squirrels lived in it for like 2 years. And now it's back under the porch, but it's ours. It was successful steal. It was a nice birdhouse. Like, it was like big. It was probably like 2 feet long. It was a nice size birdhouse.
That's like the most random thing to take.
Are we just going to skip over the fact that he had pet squirrels? What a random object to steal. No, what a random pet to have.
That's not that weird. Like, I had neighbors growing up who had a pet squirrel.
That's weird. That is a weird thing.
I don't know. Me and my cousin were like, I forget what we were doing. I think we were going to work or something. We heard like a weird noise in the backyard. So we go look and the dogs are sitting there licking this little pink thing. And we're like, what the fuck's that? We didn't know what it was. We didn't even know it was a squirrel. So we put it in a bucket, put it in the backyard and went to work, came home. And then his mom's like, yeah, it's a squirrel. So then later that day, we found another one and it only had one eye. So we nursed both of them back to health. Aww. And when 2 years later, I was talking to my cousin again and she's like, yeah, I was like, oh, how's the squirrels doing? She's like, well, the one with two eyes is fine. The other one, like, I was out back and I watched some hawk come down and pick it up and take it off with it. So I guess he just couldn't see it. And there he goes. He was gone.
Oh, my God.
Can't check the peripherals if you only have one eye.
Oh, it was pretty funny. He used to try to jump on things and just blatantly miss. It was like, boom, on the floor. It's like, oh, poor buddy. He's just, you're not going to make it very long.
Poor squirrel. Too bad you're just a squirrel. So you're not. Doesn't really matter. That's just a squirrel as a pet. We have cats and that's like that's weird as it is.
Yeah, we kept them in the house for a year. It was cool. It'd run up your arm, down the arm, keep them in the bird cage. It was cool.
Do squirrels have like rabies?
No. Like some can, but not if they're babies.
I feel like it's like a very rabies like pet to have.
No, baby squirrels can't have rabies. They'd die, wouldn't they?
I don't know
how rabies work, so
neither
that's just.
Neither do I. Like, yeah.
I'd never even thought about it until this point that those squirrels could have rabies. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No. That I feel like with their like weird. I might just be picturing a squirrel completely because I'm thinking they have like really long talons and like crawl up because they have to crawl up the trees.
They do have talons. Yeah.
So like I'm thinking they're gross and dirty and they got rabies. All squirrels have rabies. Fact. That's the fact of the day. Squirrels have rabies.
Okay.
I don't think just one animal, like, they're all hereditarily have rabies. I don't think that's
I think there
how
is
rabies
one.
Work. I think.
Is it raccoons or skunks or something?
I think a lot of raccoons have rabies because they eat the garbage, but not all of them would have
maybe.
Rabies.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm fucking dumb, Linda. You lead the podcast then. I'll quit.
I almost killed a raccoon. On my way home yesterday.
And this is what happens when you let her leave. So killing animals on the pod.
I didn't kill it, first of all. But it did run right in front of my car.
And I might have started going faster.
And it is now paralyzed sitting on the rope. But I did not kill it.
I think it's just sleeping.
It died of natural causes. Michelin tires.
That was very close.
Well. Good thing Calvin didn't hit it because we would have had it in the house nursing it back to health. And
yeah, honestly.
I had a new pet, guys.
Yeah. Three cats and a raccoon. All right. So we got about 5 minutes left. What do you guys want to talk about? We got.
Can I tell your scratch ticket story?
Yeah. Let's do the scratch ticket story because this one's been on the list.
The cash for life or the drunk?
Yeah, so I'll tell the first one because I got two good ones because I'm Mr. Scratch Ticket apparently. So me and Calvin, where he came back, he met up with me at, I think it was like a birthday party or something for one of my dad's girlfriend's son.
Was it? I thought we were coming back from Joe Dog's.
No.
I can't remember. We were drunk.
Was that the night that I, little side story. Was that the night that I went to Pizza Pizza and then I got the guy to offer me a driver job?
Yeah.
And then he drove. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So preface this story with a little, we went to Pizza Pizza, we were talking to the Pizza Pizza guy, and he's like, oh yeah, like, we need drivers, and like, we just, I kept on talking to him, I was like, well, like, how big's the route? So he, like, goes back, takes me, shows me the map. We're basically just sitting back with, like, the pizza ovens and stuff. This guy was weird for, like...
He's very weird.
Very weird dude, like, talking about really weird things, but it was just going on. I was like, yeah, like, I would love a job as a delivery driver. Like, I love driving. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, the tips are great. And then we're like, oh, yeah, like, all right, like, get our pizza, finished our pizza, finished talking to the guy. It's like, all right, like, we're going. And it's like, can we get a drive to Becker's? He's like, yeah, sure, why not? Drive across the street. So I was already winning. I was like king of the world that night. So I decided the $20 scratch tickets. Never bought one in my entire life.
No, you were going to buy $20. You're like, I'm buying a $5 and that's it. I'm not buying anything more than $5 scratch ticket.
Oh,
and then you started looking at the $20 ones. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get that one. And I'm like, ah, that's probably not a good choice, Bryson. You're pretty drunk. Like, don't waste your money.
I think I talked myself into it because it was like, if I can get a drive by the Pizza Pizza guy, I can win anything. So I go, I scratch this ticket. I'm so hammered. I'm just like scratching. It's not even like scratched. I scratched like half the number, half the other thing. And it's like, you couldn't tell. So I just kind of put it in my back pocket. Go to bed, wake up in the morning. I was like, what the fuck's in my back pocket? I look, I see the scratch ticket. I was like, what is, like, did I win? Fully scratch out the thing. I won $50 off that. Paid for my night before.
That's luck.
That was like the best moment ever because Calvin hated me for like a week and a half.
Oh, I despised you for quite some time after that. I was like, only you would go to the fucking store drunk as shit, buy a $20 scratch ticket and win. Like this guy.
Yeah. So that was probably my favorite. I don't know. Linda, you want to tell the other one?
Oh, I definitely want to tell the other one. So we were, it was Good Friday.
2 years ago, Good Friday.
Yeah. I don't know what we were doing, but we went to the store.
We had to get Monsters because you have to drink Monsters when you drink.
Okay.
Alcohol. You have to be drunk in caffeine. It's the only way. It's good for the heart.
Okay, so we went to the store. Anyways, Bryson bought a Cash for Life ticket. So we get into the car and he's like scratching the ticket. And he didn't realize that on the bottom of the ticket there was two separate boxes. He thought it was one big box at the bottom that you have to scratch.
In my defense, it goes game one, game two, and then game three is the big box, and then it's game four, game five. They're two separate, but they're very close together.
Yeah, but you thought that the bottom one was the big one or something. So he's scratching this ticket and then just starts freaking out, like gets out of the car and just starts jumping up and down, like so excited, thinking he won Cash for Life. But it was two separate boxes.
In my head, I like scratched it. I saw it. I was like, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to jinx it. But then, like, I was just, like, stewing my head. I was like, I won Cash for fucking Life. I won Cash for I went out of the car. I heel click. I started fist pumping. They're like, what the fuck's going on? And I couldn't even speak because, like, I won Cash for Life. For probably 3 minutes, I went just celebrating, going, I was planning out my life. I was ready to fight. Like, if it was Good Friday, if it wasn't Good Friday, I would have gone, bought fucking the most expensive champagne, go celebrate with the family. Like, I was, like, my head was planned. I knew that I was buying Xbox. I knew everything. So when I saw that, I was like, let's fucking go. I bring it in the car. I start looking at it. Linda's like, what? Two separate games.
Just killed the rest of the mood for the day.
I literally ruined my Good Friday because I basically lost Cash for Life. Someone stole Cash for Life from me.
Little do you know, Linda actually stole the ticket. Quickly bought another one scratched out. Here you go.
That's why Linda hasn't worried about money in the last 2 years. She's just been living large.
I am living
large. That's why she opened up the new account.
Yeah. Hiding money.
Linda, where's this new Gucci bag coming from? Is that a new Michael Kors? Where'd you get that? So, on that note, does anyone have any wrap-ups?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think we've covered everything for the day.
Planning after hours.
So, my laptop's about to die. Your ears are probably burning because you hate us.
Our viewers love us.
Shout out
all the important people today.
They're not viewers, they're listeners.
Shout out, Tyler, if you make it this far, tweet, suck a dick. Yeah.
Okay.
If, yeah. Not even exclusively to Tyler. If you make it this far and you care about us enough, you will tweet at Ladies Negligent, suck a dick, or get more interesting. No, that one's better. Hashtag get more interesting.
And we'll retweet.
We'll retweet it from our 24 followers. So.
Okay.
Pretty big prize. All right. So if you want to stay tuned with just me because you hate everyone else, I am at Bryson Papp.
I am at Linda Holmes 23.
And I am Calvin Alex, and I have officially gotten Twitter on my phone.
Woohoo!
I may or may not start doing tweets and however you do on the Twitter game.
Snap face and Twitter duet. So now that we got Kelvin on there, you're gonna learn more and more about him. So I don't know if that is good for our audience or bad for our audience.
Well, just to let you guys all know, I used to have Twitter and then I banned myself because it was too inappropriate, but I know old habits die hard, so that's probably not gonna last too long.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to keep Calvin at the 14A.
I could do 14A.
We're gonna not every single tweet's gonna be like super inappropriate and you like wanna burn your phone afterwards. It'll be good.
No, there'll be hidden gems somewhere in there.
Yeah, there you go. You might get a real thought.
I'm gonna keep it around PG-13.
PG-13.
But sometimes after hours it gets
So just block Calvin after 11:30 PM All right, so from all of us, the ladies and the negligents, we will see you on the next podcast. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.